Biology paper 2, controlling blood glucose concentrations. Let's break it down. And it's as simple as if your glucose is too high, then glucose is turned into glycogen by insulin. And then if your glucose is too low, so your gluc is gone, then you're gonna turn glycogen back into glucose using glucagon. And remember that glycogen is just a storage of glucose. So this is my glycogen, storage of lots of glucose. And if I have too much glucose in my blood, so here's my glucose molecules all alone in my blood, and I've got too many of them, I'm going to put them into here. So I'm turning them into glycogen using insulin, because I'm putting them in. And when I've got too little glucose now, because maybe I'm planning to do some sports, I'm going to, because gluc is now gone, I'm going to use glucagon to turn some of that glycogen back into glucose so I can do my sports. Because of course, glucose is what's required for respiration, and we're going to be respiring a lot during our sport activity or whatever it is that we may be doing. So insulin and glucagon are the two hormones involved in controlling blood glucose concentration. They're both produced in the pancreas, situated right over here between the liver and the stomach. And it's the pancreas which monitors and controls your blood glucose concentration levels by secreting these two hormones. Again, this is all controlled by a negative feedback mechanism. So if your glucose is too high, it's converted into glycogen by insulin. And if your glucose is too low, then the glycogen is converted back into glucose by glucagon. It really is as simple as that. Make sure you send this to a friend who'd benefit from that explanation, and watch my next video on type 1 and type 2 diabetes.